This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's about 7.03 on Monday morning. Vinny's broadcasting live from Disneyland.
That's right. I'm at California Adventure right now. We're set up out on the sidewalk in front of Award Wieners.
Oh.
We are, right?
We are.
Yeah, that's Kelly. The voice you hear is Kelly Wynn from Alaska Airlines. Oh. She's here to talk with us about, first of all,
we love Alaska.
Alaska and Disneyland. We're both at the airport there with a full setup at the gate. So all of our listeners that won, and when we showed up, it was just so, we were dialed. It was excellent. Great job.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a great time. We had a photo backdrop, lots of activities for the kids, snacks, surprises on every seat. It was a great time yesterday morning.
Yeah, so Alaska went all out for us, and we're super grateful. But Alaska also wants to message you. So, Kelly, you've got a bunch of new flights coming from San Francisco to Orange County.
Yeah, those kicked off last month, and it's just an exciting new way for us to get our guests down to Disneyland, who's been a great partner to us. And, you know, we're excited to continue to bring all these folks down to Orange County with us.
Well, for those of you who haven't flown Alaska, my dad actually worked at Alaska, so I've flown Alaska a million times. And Alaska Airlines is by far the best. So the flying experience is great. And like I said yesterday, that you guys went all out. We were super stoked.
Well, we're excited to have you.
Right on. Thanks. So if there's anything else that you wanted to tell our listeners about, feel free. But otherwise, we'll wrap it up and head to Celebrity Trash. Anything?
I think just, you know, take a look at our about 15 flights between Seattle, Portland, San Francisco to Orange County. We can get you to Disneyland, and they'll take great care of you here, and we'll take care of you on the way.
And the website is?
AlaskaAir.com.
All right. Thank you, Kelly.
That's how you get to Disneyland, Alaska
right.
Air.
Right.
I love Very Alaska. Nice.
AlaskaAir.com, everyone. Really, it was great.
And
thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.
For those of you who are wondering, what does Award Wieners look like?
Oh.
Go to the Alice 973 Instagram.
Oh, you post. Oh, whatever you just hit.
Goodness gracious.
It was not good. Thank you. Okay, thanks, Kelly. Boy, that just blew my head off. You guys okay over there?
We're
yeah,
all
we're
right.
Good.
All right.
Not sure what happened, but.
Yay!
Disney!
Right.
Go ahead, Hooman. What were you saying?
I was just saying, go to the Alice973 Instagram stories, and there's just a lot of really great pictures that I guess Michelle is putting up.
Uh-huh.
You can kind of really, you can see all of Vinny's travels and adventures.
So cool.
Thus far.
And the big Award Wiener sign.
You,
I'm probably
you
the
are
only
an award wiener.
That fixates on the award wieners, so I better just move on.
I kind of like it. Listen, if they have sanctioned that as approved for Disney,
yeah,
then
we
why can't we have a little
I'm
chuckle?
Sure, Vinny, you're not the first one to spot it and bring it up on air.
Yeah.
All right. I hope not.
When I look at this picture of award wieners, it's cool. It looks like a really neat place. Here,
yeah.
Look.
Oh, Yuzi's taking a look.
Yeah, bring me back one of them.
I don't know how well wieners travel.
You know,
try.
The truth is, though, like, you know, you theater of the mind, you'd be saying, oh, it's probably like a little, you know, hot dog truck, but it's a huge building.
Oh,
it really is.
Oh, Vinny, I have a text here. 925 says, getting ready at the hotel. Going to meet Vinny today. Listener from Antioch.
Ooh.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we've really had some great people on this trip with us. It's been so fun.
What time is your family going to get up and try to get down to the park?
Well, I've already been texting with them, actually. So they want to, we have to sort of figure out how we're going to work it because there's a checkout time. It looks like we're going to just send our bags to the Bellman and then they're going to come to the park and we're going to stay here until our bus ride to the airport at 2:30.
Sweet.
So
that's
and
a quick trip. Damn.
It is. It's been as exhausting as it's been because of the sort of rush to the one thing to the next thing. It's totally worth it. This has been a primo experience.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Super great.
Yeah. You're doing a great job.
By the way,
I think we're definitely going to be able to steal Alani from you.
All right, thank you so much. I'm trying my hardest.
Nice work.
Vinny's broadcast area, if you look at the Alsine 73 Instagram, looks super cool.
Yeah, it does.
Did you see it, Sarah?
I haven't been able to look
yet. I'll bring it in.
Well, bring it in. That's good, because it's hard for me to do my phone and be on the air. And it's actually...
I don't know what the problem is.
I'm just not super skilled with it. Oh, wow.
They just have everything
there. Oh,
that's
really... They really do. God, you know, that's the thing about Disney. They just do everything right.
Well, I have little, play characters set up and hats and glasses. I mean, they really made it sort of
if you give Vinny toys, he's always going to be happy.
Yeah,
all right, this part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Coming up at 7:30, John Mayer tickets. And we've got them all week. We're doing a 5-4-3-2-1. So today you get fifth row seats, and by Friday you're going to be in the front row. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a car and driver 10 best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
Today.
So, it's going to be interesting, and it has been yesterday and today. Remember, go to the Alice973 Instagram. Go to Vinny's. Are you Vin Hassan on Instagram?
Yes, I am.
You can see all the stuff that he posts up there. I already saw a couple cute things, you and your family and...
Yeah, I think that depending on the age of your child, you're looking for different things from Disney. We're not ride bound, we're princess bound.
Yeah.
So we went princess hunting, I guess you would call it, yesterday instead of going on rides, and that was what I had to Instagram.
Did you go to California's to the California theme park, or did you go to regular Magic Kingdom yesterday?
So here's the experience. Basically, when we got to the park, we went to Disneyland. We went and looked for princesses there over at the there's like a little spot where they sort of hang.
Yeah.
The app told us there's a Disney app that tells you exactly which princesses you can find.
There's
we went
an app
and found
for
them.
That.
Then there was a big parade at 4:30, which we got into position for, watched that parade happen, which was, you know, all the characters dancing down the street right before you. What could be better than that for a 3-year-old,
right? I can't think of one thing. I mean, it's the best.
We did that. Then we met up with my family for dinner, and that was both my brothers came, and we got to hang out, and cousin Peyton Pye.
Peyton Pye.
We met her for the first time. And then after that, I came back to California Adventure and went on Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout Ride.
Yeah.
And that was at 7:30 right at sunset, which, not to spoil the ride for you, but there is a point on the ride where it's dropping down and up at a rate which really scares you. And then at one point it goes to the roof of the building and opens up, and you actually have a view of Disney, and I got to see the most beautiful sunset for about a second before it dropped. I don't know how many floors. It's like an elevator dropping, like
as though the cord's been cut.
Yes, exactly right. And so there's the view gone. So that was basically, there's the rundown of my day yesterday. Today we plan to just stay in the park until it's time to get on the bus home.
Right. Okay, so let's get started with the trash here. You remember a couple months ago, Jimmy Kimmel had a second baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby had
something wrong.
Some problems. He needed open heart surgery right off the bat. And this is as the healthcare debate is just raging and people are going to be losing their health insurance. And he's giving fans an update on his little son, Billy. He was talking about the scary experience on his show back in, I guess it was May. And since then, Billy's doing great. He posted a picture of Billy, who looks just like a healthy, happy 3-month-old, smiling his ass off, just adorable. And he captioned it, "Billy is 3 months old and doing great. Thanks for the love and support. Please remind your congresspeople that every kid deserves the care he got." So, and there's actually a really cute picture of the family. Him and his wife smiling, holding the new baby, and their little girl, who I don't know, is 3 and a half, maybe your daughter's age, and she looks really bummed.
Oh.
Like, who's this kid? What is this person doing here?
Oh.
I had it. She looks actually like she might almost cry. This is the picture from a few months ago.
Interesting.
Right,
like, this
happened.
Is my show. I run this show. Who's this character showing up?
Those are some of the funniest pictures. I think anybody who has more than one kid, you've got the first pictures of the first kid meeting the next kid.
Yeah.
There's always a look on their face like, what now? I'm sorry.
Take that back now.
Yeah.
You're going to divide
what that big
up the time. What?
I don't know about that. Actually, that was, I watched Boss Baby on the plane.
You did?
Randomly. Uh-huh. I did. Just, you know, I was hoping it would put me to sleep.
This was you and Riley going down to L.A.?
No. This was on the way to Germany.
Oh, okay.
And so I just, you know, you got a ton of time to kill. So I'm like, I'll try Boss Baby. So, and that's the one where Alec Baldwin is voicing this baby. And it's kind of, that's sort of the main theme of this thing is when you've been an only child for, and this kid's like 7, you know, he's had these parents. He goes, oh, I had the perfect life. And we, you know, we have 2 hugs, 3 kisses, 4 stories. And my favorite song played on ukulele. Like, that's his bedtime routine. And then suddenly it's just totally disrupted when this kid shows up. And this guy's got, you know, crazy imagination. And I thought that was a super cute one. And no, I don't get to see the little kid ones anymore because I don't have any little kids. But I used to love watching all the old movies. I'm super psyched for you that you have all those in front of you.
Oh, I am in it, too. I'm right in, like, I just saw this. In the last year, I've seen all the good stuff. Yeah. Aladdin and the Cars 3 we just saw.
Sure.
I love them.
And you got a lot. Did you see Little Mermaid with her yet?
Of course.
And then what about like all the classics, Cinderella
well, no,
and Snow
we
White?
We haven't seen a lot of the classics. In fact, one of the ones that she's really into right now is Rapunzel from the movie is called Tangled.
Right.
And I have to say, upon first watching, I thought it was the worst one that we'd seen. But I've grown to like it.
Oh.
I like Rapunzel. Yeah. She's good.
You after your 10th time.
Yeah, she's all right. It's actually, you know.
I think Mandy Moore does the voice of
Rapunzel.
She does, right. As a matter of fact. You're right.
Hey, Vinny, people are asking, what's the name of the app where you find the princess?
Oh, I will get that name for you. Okay. The missus has it on her phone. But it's a Disney app that tells you where every character is. It's not just the princesses. In fact, I don't know if this is sanctioned speechifying here, but it is amazing how those of us who grew up with Disney that are of a certain age remember Disney being Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, and Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
Winnie the Pooh, and maybe a couple more, right? The amount of characters they've added to their stable of characters is so beyond belief that you couldn't possibly get bored here looking at, I mean, right now, it's obviously the Summer of Heroes, and the signs are everywhere. They've got all the good stuff. There's Spider-Man, Captain America, the Guardians of the Galaxy. So it's pretty surprising how they've invested in
not to mention all the Star Wars stuff too. I mean, that's got to be huge.
Here's some inside spiel for you.
All right, let's hear a little of this.
They've already started building a section of the park that's gonna be Star Wars.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And the guy who drove us over, was it Matt? Matt who drove us over was saying they're building so fast, but he got a look at the plans. I don't know. I guess they all meet after work or something. You know, all the Disney people. And he got a hold of the plans and was like, oh, they're not close to being done. Like, it's going up so fast. I thought it was almost done, but it's going to be huge, the Star Wars segment. And it'd have to be, right?
Right.
It's Star Wars.
Well, and frankly, like, of all the Disney stuff, like, Star Wars, I actually consider almost, like, the same size as Disney. Like, that in and of itself was this whole world and this whole, you know, think of all the collectibles and the way people focus. It's the same sort of fervor people have for all of Disney. So for them to be merged the way they are now, and I mean, I would be surprised if it wasn't enormous.
So he was saying that they had a plan, and they sectioned off a part of the park, and now they're building this entire Star Wars section. So I don't know how quick that'll be ready, but it's going to be another big deal. And hopefully we'll have taken Disneyland from Jane by then, and we'll be down here for that.
Oh, man. Can you imagine if she gets the Star Wars thing ahead of us? Come on. We got to that would actually really, like, she doesn't care about Star Wars.
I'm being told by a resident Disney expert
that we get the new Alani broadcast. Oh, my God, this is so exciting. Yay! Did it so fast, Vinny. He did that so fast.
The app is the official Disneyland app that Disney keeps updating to be able to do more and more things.
So just the official Disneyland app. All right.
Oh. All right.
All right. It's not Princess.
I'll work on that other thing, though.
Thank you. So just a couple more notes about Comic-Con real fast. I guess that there's going to be another Ant-Man movie. Did you see that? I liked that with Paul Rudd.
I did, yeah. I thought it was good, too.
Did you ever see that one, Vinny?
I don't. Oh, I did. Yes.
Yeah, I thought. You know,
I just like Paul Rudd.
I like him too. What's not to like?
Good.
Yeah, it's very lovable. So Michelle Pfeiffer is going to play Wasp in the next.
Oh,
Ant-Man.
Michelle Pfeiffer is.
But it's her daughter, Evangeline Lilly.
Right.
Who is Freckles from Lost, and she's an elf that didn't even exist in the books, Lord of the Rings.
Hobbit,
right.
Yeah.
Evangeline Lilly is going to become the new Wasp. So I don't know, the old queen mother Wasp is Michelle.
You just confused me. Is Evangeline Lilly Michelle Pfeiffer's daughter?
In the movie.
Film, yeah.
Oh, I thought life. I'm like, what?
Okay. So Wasp's daughter will become the new Wasp.
Got it.
So, but she's going to be in the movie to, you know, hand over the crown, I guess. They did a panel for Blade Runner 2049.
Ooh.
And Harrison Ford admitted that basically his plan is just reboot all his old movies. He actually had some quotes to that effect. But they're going to update Blade Runner, and it can't be worse than it was. So I look forward to that. There was also, you remember hearing about the Jeffrey Dahmer biopic that they were talking about doing?
Mm-hmm.
They revealed some footage from that. And, you know, it's set, I guess it's set in the 70s.
They revealed footage from that at Comic-Con?
Yeah. There was a teaser trailer. And the kid, I don't know if people will know him, Ross Lynch is his name. I guess that, let's see if it says what else he's been in. They say he's a Disney star. He's only 21 years old. But anyway, so he's playing Jeffrey Dahmer. So it's not a funny movie or fun. It's Jeffrey Dahmer, an awkward teenager struggling to make it through high school with a family life in ruins. He collects roadkill, fixates on a neighborhood jogger, copes with an unstable mother and well-intentioned father, begins to act out at school, and his goofball antics win over a group of band nerds who form the Dahmer fan club.
Oh.
So that happened? But then I guess, you know, this camaraderie can't mask his growing depravity. And as he approaches graduation, he spirals further out of control, inching ever closer to madness. So go ahead.
One thing about Dahmer is this was in 2002. It was Jeremy Renner's breakout role. And there was a movie that nobody saw, but it came out in 2002, and it's basically what put Jeremy Renner on the map.
Oh, and he played Jeffrey Dahmer?
He did play Jeffrey Dahmer.
This one's called My Friend Dahmer.
Right, and the original one in 2002 was just called Dahmer.
Okay. So I don't know if this is going back further than the Jeremy Renner one did and just showing his childhood. I mean, ugh. Roadkill and fixating on the neighborhood jogger? Black. You know what looks great is the Atomic Blonde.
Oh, yeah. So and Scott Budman are seeing that tomorrow.
All right. So it's a Charlize Theron movie, but there's a who's the co-star? Oh, it's James McAvoy.
Yeah.
So it looks great. She's like a badass, you know, ass kicker.
Is Atomic Blonde like a cartoon? Yeah,
sorry, is it based
on comic
something?
Book?
You know, I've never heard of Atomic Blonde before this, and I didn't think it was. But here's the thing about Charlize: she doesn't pick bad movies. Like all of her films are really good. So. Let me see.
Yeah, that Mad Max movie, I mean.
Ooh. Yeah, it's based on a graphic novel called The Coldest City.
Oh.
Revolves around a spy who has to find a list of double agents who are being smuggled into the West on the eve of the collapse of the Berlin Wall.
You know, Hume and I have been sitting here as we've been talking about Disney's cast of characters and movies. You know, maybe...
Oh,
have
boy.
You talked to Disney about Olive? They might want Olive on their
that's a feel good
in their stable
movie.
Of characters. Who doesn't want a girl with a radio, a transistor radio around her neck on a t-shirt?
Well, that sounds like a great idea.
All right,
I think
I'll talk
super.
To some
yeah,
here.
Get some
thanks.
Meetings there.
Get the finder's fee, Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny.
I'll work finder's that for fee. You, buddy. Help so, if I had seen the film, you know, I might know what to say.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, back to Atomic.
Well,
right.
We're actually—it's really just back to Charlize Theron because she's very rarely she's taken a role on. She actually did a role in Arrested Development that was totally out of character for her and just like a funny, goofy. She played this like remember her, Vinny? She was like a British chick that the main character there had a whole thing. Was it turned out she was like her. I don't know. She turned out to be a spy or something. I can't remember exactly what happened on it.
You know, I do. I hadn't thought of it at all. I don't place her in Arrested Development in my mind at all.
Right.
As you just said it, I went, oh, yeah, she was. But I can't remember her sort of storyline at all.
Right. She, I think
the,
she was
the,
like
the name Rita Leeds.
Okay. But she was like a British chick, and I think that she was like there was a mental problem. Or so they thought. Of course, that's the entire show is mental problems.
Right. I mean, that's the deal.
But she wound up being like, I don't know, but they were. Anyway, she's coming back to TV. She picks and chooses, and she is going to do Seth MacFarlane's upcoming sci-fi satire series called The Orville, which I remember we talked about a few months ago. I can't remember exactly what the premise of it was. But she's done very rare TV work, and they say that they're keeping all details of her character under wraps. They say, oh, it's the Star Trek-like show that follows a USS Starship, The Orville, captained by Seth MacFarlane, who is the guy behind The Family Guy. And it debuts in September. They actually starred together in A Million Ways to Die in the West, or something like that. Wasn't that the name of that movie?
Yeah.
That's his movie, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I liked that movie.
I did, too.
Yeah.
Bombed at the box office, but it was fun.
Oh, that's too bad. The two of them were great together. So now they're going to be...
That's too bad.
That is too bad. Speaking of bombs at the box office...
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Sorry, Valerian.
What happened?
$17 million.
That's it?
Nobody went and saw it.
The special effects are incredible. Acting is the worst.
The other new movies. So War for the Planet of the Apes was fourth. That's made almost $100 million in 2 weeks. Spider-Man Homecoming has made almost $250 million in 3 weeks. That made another $22 million over the weekend. Debuting in second place was Girls Trip, which
yeah.
looks really cute. That's like Queen Latifah. I think Jada Pinkett's in that.
Yeah.
And then number one with $50 million, Dunkirk.
I hope you go see
it.
Oh,
good for them.
Yeah, they had a great weekend.
Whenever you think about the box office superstar, you know, mega star name, and you think, God, don't we have more actors out there in this world? One of the problems is a movie like Valerian, if it had the right star, would have been number one. But
right.
he puts nobody, well, she's not nobody, but a model in that role and...
Who can't act, according to all reports.
It's not going to bring people out to the box office.
That is true, Vincent. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're broadcasting. Vinny is where half the show is broadcasting live from Disneyland. He's down there right now enjoying the Southern California day, and we'll check in with him right after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland.
Yay!
Summer of Heroes, as I'm broadcasting from California Adventure right now. Mm. We're live here on the sidewalk in front of Award Wieners. yesterday, I rode Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. The ride is amazing. It scared the living you-know-what out of me. In fact, there's a soundtrack playing. As you know, we've been playing some of the songs on our show as we've been promoting the ride and this actual event.
Brandy.
Right.
You're a fine girl.
When I met up with everyone this morning, they were like, what song? Because there's six different versions of the ride. And when I met up with everyone this morning, they were like, which song played for you?
Mm-hmm.
I was so scared I don't remember hearing any songs. But that's actually cool because the ride's really good.
Yeah, and a little different every time. That'd be really cool.
I know.
It really did take over every... Like, I grabbed both oblique bars. There's one down there on my left hand and one up to the right for my right hand, and I held on for dear life. It was a killer ride. Guardians of the Galaxy. I give it five whatevers.
Award wieners.
Five award wieners.
Vinny, someone says, 209 says, the top part that Vinny talks about of the ride when the doors open up, that's when the camera takes your picture. So smile.
Oh, you know what? I saw the picture, too. I took a picture of the picture, like a cheap bastard that I am.
They probably would have given it to you. You're kind of a VIP there today.
Well, yeah. I just, you know what, I was actually, because my people couldn't go on the ride.
Right, they're little.
Right, little so people. I actually was rushing to meet up with them. They were taking pictures with Cruz Ramirez from Cars 3.
Oh, nice.
Which Cars Land is right around the corner from the ride, so I did the ride and then ran right out and hooked up with them. So anyway, I'll get on with the news now. So thanks, Disneyland. Sarah, as you were just down south over the weekend for an entirely different reason, you met up with your boy, yeah, right, yeah, at Grammy Camp.
Yeah.
I noticed some of the pictures you were posting had nothing to do with the Grammy Camp, but they were apparently you were stalking Elon Musk.
I was. We decided to go to the SpaceX headquarters just for the F of it and see what was going on there. And oh my God, it's so awesome. I mean, you know, for a parking lot, basically. We didn't get to go in or anything, but it was just so cool to see it there. Like, the future is happening. There's this huge, it's like a, I would say it looks like an executive airport because it's and it's in a terrible neighborhood.
Really?
Oh, yes. Like, clearly the land was cheap there. Mm. It's in Inglewood. And so it's fenced off, this huge airstrip, and then there's like a giant Tesla building and all these other hangars. And then there's the huge SpaceX building with the rocket out in the front of it. But you know that, I don't know, does he live around here? Didn't we hear he has a place around here somewhere?
I'm sure he has several places.
Sure, that is true. He's Elon Musk. but he clearly just lands in a private jet, walks into the door to his work.
But Hooman and when we went to go visit Tesla, like 2 years ago, his desk was right in the middle of everything. Like, he didn't want any walls or anything. He wanted people to be able to come up to him and ask questions.
I bet he's never at that desk.
I was just thinking the same
that's
thing.
That's not
that
what
guy
we were told.
It's a ceremonial desk.
That's why he put it out there, because he never goes into the office. Elon was talking about the SpaceX rockets that will carry people into space, saying that whoever chooses to be among the first passengers are going to need to be brave.
Yep.
He says this, probably not to scare people off, but wants expectations to be realistic. You will be boarding a rocket and going into space. The SpaceX Falcon Heavy is a rocket with two extra boosters attached to a total of 27 engines. It's going to have enormous stress on the human body, and you're going to have to be incredibly brave to take on. The first trip, I have it here, which is a few years away, but it's going to carry people around the moon on this Falcon Heavy rocket. So that's the first planned trip with private citizens.
And is that basically space tourism? They're just going to go for a ride?
Well, from what I'm reading, it sounds like that's the start of it.
Yeah.
So, as this has been something we've all probably, well, many people have thought about forever. Like, yeah, I'd go to space. I know you've said it a million times.
Yeah.
We got to get off this Earth.
Yep.
So I imagine he's, you know, here we are hearing about the people who will get to go around the moon, but he's probably way down the road with it in his head, right?
Oh, you have to imagine. I was reading some sci-fi book or other where they're saying, you know, basically it's so hard to break out of Earth's atmosphere and gravity, and, you know, it's terribly taxing that what we need, you know, they've got a space station on the moon. So that becomes like the port for everything that happens on Earth. And I can't imagine that he's not planning something like that. It would cost so much less to rocket something out into space from the moon, where it doesn't have to break free of the gravity the same way that, you know, when we try to get off, it's all the fuel. That
you really think about a lot of this.
Yeah, you do. You lost me.
Spend some time on that. All right.
I was like, look at that sign, award wieners. Huh.
So right on the side of on the side of SpaceX, Vinny, it was that Hyperloop tube that you were talking about. This one seems very small compared to, you know, what we would need to get across the country. But it was just so funny because you were just talking about it on Friday. And then there's this miles long tube that says Hyperloop, you know, competition, so people can come up with their ideas.
So that story is kind of convoluted, as there are multiple people working on this project. And in fact, there's an article in today's USA Today in the the business or money section. It's the green section about the Hyperloop, which I haven't had a chance to read yet. But it continues to be one of those things where if they could do it, it'd be pretty great to travel. I don't know. I forget the time.
I think he
travel.
Said it was like 3 hours to go cross country, half an hour to go from New York to D.C.
Right.
It'd probably be about an hour to go from, you know, L.A. to San Francisco.
Be pretty great.
But this boring company, isn't that, that's his company. Like
that's
he goes,
his company,
he goes,
right.
Oh, well, we'd need tunnels for this. I guess I'll form a boring company, which
and
is the best
did.
Name for a company ever.
Right.
And
but then he did it.
Yep. There it is.
You know what I think of when I think of bored? I mean, bored, not boring, but bored. Never
yeah.
mind.
What do you think of?
I shouldn't say it.
You should.
I had a moment earlier. Let me just explain it this way. I had a moment earlier when you were telling your story about the ants, and you said, get him the, and you said a bleep, but you didn't say the word. You just said F.
Yeah.
But you said it so loud, and I'm here in Disneyland, and I was like, I feel like that parent with a kid in the car. And now, you know, who tell us the stories, guys, I love you, but sometimes I yeah. just have to turn you off because of the kids. As you said that story, I'm in Disneyland, like, that was too much, Sarah, too much. Tone it down. Don't say that.
You know what? I'm sorry, and I'll tone it down for the Disney broadcast for sure.
Thank you so much.
It's hard. I just am. Like, I'm sitting
crunch.
Here.
Right. So anyway, that story about the being someone being bored out, I shouldn't tell that story.
Oh, that's a great idea, Vinny.
Because, you know, that's yeah, not...
They're bored out.
This is not the place or time
for
boring
for out things, right?
A recent survey had people name the top signs you're living the modern American dream. What was the original American dream? A job and a house?
Yeah, 2.5 kids.
Right.
A picket fence.
Yeah.
So the modern American dream means you have a Netflix subscription.
Oh, well, is that all I need?
You're able to buy gadgets every now and then, like a new phone.
Living the dream. Go
the
on.
iPhone update's coming, everyone. By the way, I have an iPhone story.
Oh.
You definitely want to download the updates. Apparently, there's a... I'll get to that in a second. Let me finish this. Yeah. One story at a time.
You're so excited.
You get to have steak at least once a month.
Steak. Steak is part of the
American dream.
All right.
Being able to donate old clothes to Goodwill because you don't like them anymore.
Okay. Mm.
As, you know, you're able to turn some stuff over
because
you don't need them.
I don't need that anymore. Give it to Goodwill.
Yeah.
It's good.
Having enough free time to do leisurely stuff like going on walks or bike rides. These are the signs of the modern American dream.
So this is it. We're living the American dream if we have Netflix and can go for a walk. This is wonderful.
And have
if
steak you, once a
and
month.
And have steak once a month.
If you can afford to shop at Whole Foods, you're living the modern American dream.
Oh. You know, some people, though, they can't afford to shop at Whole Foods, and they're like, I just refuse to.
That's true. Well, some people would say to you, organic or shmorganic. I don't care about
right.
that.
Exactly.
Sarah, you say it all the time. You're like, I've eaten dirt for years. Yeah. It hasn't killed me yet.
Might someday, though. Well, the thing is, though, you know, if the Whole Foods wasn't right by my house, if I couldn't walk there in 2 seconds, I might actually go somewhere else. I love Whole Foods, though. But I definitely have been like, I've walked out of there with 5 tomatoes going, $35, huh?
Oh, get
incredible.
Out of here.
No, I'm not kidding. They're huge. It's like $7.99 a pound. I'm like, oh, my God. I can't believe I just paid that for them. Crazy.
Also on the list of the modern American dreams, or living the modern American dream, people said owning a big screen TV, having a fridge with an ice dispenser, and being able to take a day off work without having to worry about being fired.
There you go. Wow. It's actually less than you think,
mm-hmm.
you know? I was thinking the modern American dream is I got a rocket in my backyard. I know Elon Musk.
You have a rocket in your backyard?
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm striving for.
That's her American dream.
That's my American dream, where I can get the hell out of here.
That's a far... the koi pond's nowhere near the rocket,
no,
just for the
not.
Record. So
koi pond's extravagant, though. That's got to be part of my American dream.
Do you love it?
Oh,
still?
My God. I love it so much, Vinny.
You're not
ridiculous.
Over it?
No. I sit and say, I dragged Hooman out there last night to look at the thing.
Last
I'm like,
night,
I'm going to go look at the koi pond.
We had 10 minutes before Game of Thrones started, so we went and looked at the koi pond.
Did you love it?
It's very serene. Here's the thing. There's nothing else going on back there except a lot of construction.
It's just dirt.
So there's this one.
There's an oasis there's in the middle speck, of the desert.
There's a speck of an oasis. So I can see why Sarah's so drawn to it because she's seeing an echo of what's to come.
Yeah. And what about the koi fish? Are they like, what the heck is this?
She calls for them. So when we go over there, she puts her fingers in the water and says, hey, koi fish, come up. Come up.
They do.
They all have names, though.
They do. They have names.
It's nice. I mean, you know, it's sandy and dusty and
shut up. It's nice.
Construction.
What about the gang of raccoons huddled in the bushes waiting to get at those fish?
They may have given
Any
up.
Sign
I
of
mean,
them?
They can't you know.
Well, you know, I think they're also waiting for it
they're
to become
their little paws.
No, yeah, no, waiting. I think they're waiting for it to be nice back there as well.
Yeah, they're
I think
avoiding they want, the area just like dry as a bone.
I think
back
they want to eat and lounge around in the grass and
roll around.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Waiting for Sarah to restock the koi pond.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, where are we on time? Do I have time for one more story?
Sure, you can squeeze one in for sure.
Well, I'll just do this one real quick. A recent poll asked over 1,000 adults who the best player in baseball history is.
Oh.
And they voted Babe Ruth, which most of us, almost all of us, haven't seen.
Right. You know, it's the first name that popped into my head, and I think it's because he's also the most famous. Is he the best? Like, stats-wise? I know he held records at the time, but... Is
I don't
he the
know
best?
Enough about olden day baseball. Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle tied for second. Jackie, of course, was great and very well known, but for probably better for being a black man in a league and
right.
opening the door for everyone else. And I think the number 42 is retired league-wide in his name, which is a pretty big deal. At number three, one of our guys tied, Willie Mays, was a Giant and great. Hank Aaron and Derek Jeter also there and tied for...
Oh, Derek Jeter.
Yeah. That's the first...
Modern-day
well,
dude.
Hank Aaron I would call modern, and Willie Mays played, let me see his dates, 51 to 73.
So in our lifetime.
Yeah, that's our lifetime. I never saw him play, really. I don't remember it.
You would have been a two-year-old, so...
But he was a great Giant, so that's pretty cool.
Right.
Other names that you might recognize, Pete Rose came in at 7.
Oh.
Ken Griffey Jr. Anyway. Oh, Barry Bonds comes down the list, of course, caught up in that cheating
steroid scandal.
They're
a little asterisk by his name.
So, right. do you guys want to do a couple texts before we bounce out?
Let's see. I got a couple here. Regarding Elon Musk, you guys should watch his interview, TED Talk. He discussed the Hyperloop, why and how it works, shows some of the rockets to space. Also talks about the gigafactories. It's cool to listen to him. Someone else says SpaceX floor used as Tony Stark's lab in Iron Man movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they say the place took over the old plant, and they've been buying up all the nearby property. You were talking about Ingleside. Inglewood. That's where the new Rams stadium is going to be. And so people are saying they're retrofitting and building a lot in that area. So it's going to be quite different in the years to come.
Well, I assumed that because, honestly, you turn the corner and head down the street and it's like, oh, my God, we went from like, you know, clean, modern, you know, the future to holy crap. Every other house on the street is bombed out. And the ones that aren't are just they're basically encased in a jail.
Wow.
You know, bars everywhere.
Yeah.
It was pretty hardcore. So anyway, let's take a break. Vinny is, of course, broadcasting from Disneyland. He's doing that today. He'll be back on the regular show. You're just whipping right back up here this afternoon after enjoying a little bit of time in the park. And we've got the music, the Billboard charts right after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.